There's been a mixed response to the federal government's announcement of a new temporary COVID disaster payment for workers affected by lockdowns, like the ones Melburnians are going through at the moment. Samantha Donovan has more.
Workers anywhere in Australia who lose wages because of a lockdown will be eligible for the new payment, but they must be in a Commonwealth-declared hotspot, not have more than $10,000 in the bank, or be receiving any other government income support. The payment will only be made if the lockdown lasts more than 7 days. It'll total $500 a week for those who lose more than 20 hours of work and $325 for less than 20 hours. Charlie Phillips is a student and part-time bartender at a pub in the inner Melbourne suburb of North Fitzroy. He is eligible for the new COVID disaster payment.
Because I work under 20 hours a week, I'll be getting $325, which is a significant reduction in my wages. And that will put into question my current rental situation, and it may mean that I have to move out and find cheaper rent, which is quite stressing. Basically, a below poverty line one-off payment that is going to go week by week, just really not even keeping our head above water.
And for him, the lockdown can't end too soon.
Can't wait to get back to work. Can't wait to see all the regulars at the pub, and just to have some money flowing back into the bank account.
But some in the hospitality industry say that enthusiasm to work isn't common enough. Simon Bailey is the CEO of Chefs on the Run, a company that's been supplying temp and casual workers to the industry for more than 30 years. He supports the idea of a government payment for people who can't find work during lockdown, but he says he's got plenty of jobs available around Australia that he can't fill. He believes some people prefer to take welfare payments rather than work.
Oh, there's no doubt. 30 years I've been doing this, and we've never seen the volume of people saying to us, oh, look, unless you can pay me more than the job keeper or the job seeker, I'm not coming to work. Or I can't come to work because I'll lose my payment.
During Melbourne's disastrous second wave of infections last year, Simon Bailey says his company stayed afloat by supplying much-needed workers to the kitchens of aged care homes, and there's still plenty of work available there.
We put floated some stuff out on Facebook and various social media saying to Victorian, like Melbourne workers, you know, if you want to work during this time while your restaurant or whatever's closed, give us a call. And really got zero response.
Does it worry you that you can't get enough people to work in the kitchens of aged care homes?
Well, I think it's terrible. Our aged population are really important. And I think, you know, we're seeing aged care having to have RNs help do the food. Clearly they can do it, but it's not what they should be doing.
Registered nurses.
And you just think people would stand up and say, well, we'll look after our elderly people. And if it's only for these 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks while, you know, the cafe reopens or the restaurant does, I'll get in and do it because it's a good thing to do. You're going to get paid the same as you'd be paid in hospitality. There's no difference. I think that there's a lack of spirit there and a lack of appreciation of what the elderly people have contributed.
Simon Bailey, CEO of recruitment company Chefs on the Run. Samantha Donovan reporting.